As we come to today's message, we're coming from the book of Mark. The book of Mark, Mark chapter 13, 13th chapter of Mark. And I'll give you a few seconds to look for it as I begin to read. Again, Mark chapter 13, and we're starting at the 32nd verse. And the 32nd verse reads, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to keep and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he finds you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch." As we look at this word, the topic is simply, what is your state of readiness? What is your state of readiness? As we look back, flip back a few pages in Mark, we see that the disciples asked Jesus about the end time and when will this end time come. And he tells them about the tribulation time period. He tells them that there will be wars and rumors of wars. He tells them that there will be kingdom against kingdom. Nations will rise up against nations. And he gives them signs of what will happen before he makes his appearance in his second coming. And my brothers and sisters, we are still living in that time when we're waiting for Jesus to return. But he also tells us that when he comes, we do not know. So we always need to be ready. We always need to be ready. And in this passage, Jesus gives us several directives of how to prepare for the end times. The question is, are we ready for the end times? Is our soul ready? Is our relationship with God ready? Are we ready to see Christ again? The first point I want to lift up is that we need to be ready. We need to be ready. And that comes from the 32nd verse. "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Only God knows when Christ will return. Now, earlier in this chapter, Jesus even said that people will come in my name saying that they are the Christ, but they are not the Christ. The angels don't even know when the kingdom of Christ will come. Jesus as a human did not know or did not share when that time would be. We go back to Acts chapter 1, the first chapter of Acts, when Jesus appeared to his disciples before he went up to be with the Father. And he said, when they therefore were come together, they asked him, "Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" See, they thought that that was the time. And he said unto them, "It is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power." And in 1 Thessalonians, Paul elaborates on this a little bit more. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he says, "For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." When we think about it, when thieves come, when they break into our homes, our vehicles, our businesses, they don't let us know that they're coming. They come under the element of surprise. So as we go back to verse 32 in Mark 13, but of that day and hour, no one knows. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, we always need to be ready. We need to be watchful. Look at verse 33 in Mark 13. Take heed, watch. Not only do we need to be watchful, but we need to be prayerful. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. This encourages us or admonishes us to be on guard, to always be ready. I think back to the time when we were expecting our children, and we were expecting the time for our son to be born, and we didn't know what time, we didn't know what hour, but we had a bag packed. So at any given time, we were ready to go to the hospital. See, we knew that time was coming. We just didn't know when. But we prepared. We were watchful for the signs. We were praying for the delivery. But we were prepared. Are you prepared today? Again, take heed, watch, and pray. Take heed means to keep your eyes open and beware. You know, when Nehemiah was sent back and rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity, we see in a certain portion of Nehemiah that as they were repairing the walls and the gates around the city, that the enemy kept on trying to disturb their work. So what Nehemiah did, he said, okay, here's what we're going to do. As we work, half of us, or some of us, are going to work, and others of us are going to have their sword on and be watchful. Therefore, we will watch out for the enemy as the enemy comes to disturb our work. You see, because they knew what was coming. They knew the enemy was coming, so they watched out. Consequently, when we know something is coming, we need to be watchful for it. We need to be prayerful for it. Take heed, watch, and pray. Pray for divine assistance, for divine intervention in working with us, in cleaning us up so that we are prepared for God. You know, we don't have the resources ourselves to handle spiritual dangers, but God does. God truly does. And we truly do need to be on guard. We need to be watchful. We need to be prayerful. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we wish that we would know what the future has for us. But in my humble opinion, if we knew the future, it would hinder us instead of helping us. You see, our responsibility is to stay busy and do God's work and not be concerned about a certain date. Our responsibility is to be ready on that certain date. Now, how will it hinder us if we knew the date that Jesus would return? Let me share some examples with you. It might hinder us because in reality, we are kind of like last minute people. If we knew the date that Jesus was coming, some of us would lack motivation right now to get right with God and wait to that moment. Think about it. Think about the things we put off to the last moment. Now, not all of us, but packing for a trip. Some of us will pack weeks in advance for an upcoming trip. But then some of us get up that morning and we start throwing stuff in a suitcase because we know the time is at hand. We know that April 15th on normal years, July 15th this year, is the date that our taxes are due. But we wait until the last moment to fix them. We wait. We are last minute people. We wait to see the signs of a storm coming before we realize we need to go to the grocery store and stock up on supplies. You know, ignorance of the date is no excuse for unpreparedness. If Noah had waited till raindrops were falling on his head to build the ark, to start building the ark, nobody would have survived. But yet Noah started building way before the rain started. He was prepared because the Lord told him that this day would come when the rains would come and the great flood would come. He didn't tell Noah exactly what date, but he told Noah to get ready. And Noah and his family started building the ark. We don't know the date, but let's start getting ready, my brothers and sisters. Another thing we need to be is we need to be productive. Be productive. Look at verse 34. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to each his work and commanded the doorkeeper to watch. He uses an illustration. Jesus uses an illustration for his disciples of how this will be. So he lays out the scenario of a man who owns a house, who owns an estate, and he leaves his country for a trip. And he gives authority to his servants to each do their work, to be responsible for their area because he would be gone for a while. And he commanded the doorkeeper to watch. The doorkeeper is the porter. The doorkeeper is the one who guards the outer gate of the house. The doorkeeper is the one ready to let the master in when he returns. The doorkeeper is so important. He gave each of his workers their responsibilities to take care of business while he was gone. The Christian, we should be like the doorkeeper, always alert and ready for the master's return. And not only do we need to be productive during that time period, here's another B. We need to be prepared. Let's look at verse 35. Watch, therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. And what he's saying is that those working in the household, especially the porter, the doorkeeper, they need to be prepared. Prepared for when the master returns, because we don't know when he's coming back. And he tells us the different time periods. We need to be ready in the evening time period. We need to be ready at midnight. We need to be ready at the crowing of the rooster. And that is early in the morning. If you've grown up on a farm or near farms that have roosters, like they are the first ones to wake up and try and wake everybody else up before it even gets light. Or in the morning. We need to be prepared. Isn't it interesting that nature seems to be prepared? We have certain birds that when cold weather comes, they go south, they migrate to another area. They know when that season is coming, then they return when it gets warm. We know that bears and other animals hibernate when winter is coming. They somehow know that time is coming. You know, we even have fish, they migrate to warmer waters during the cold season because they know that time is coming. You know, winter will be here before we know it. And we know how to prepare for winter storms. We flood the stores and we buy bread and toilet paper. We get batteries and candles. We need food that doesn't require cooking. We make sure we have a full tank of gas. We make sure we have good tires so we can travel on slightly icy highways. We get prepared because we know the sign is coming. My brothers and sisters, the signs are there. Jesus will return one day, but we don't know when. So let us be prepared now rather than later. And he goes on to say, going again to verse 35, watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming, in the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Verse 36, lest coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping. And again, Jesus is using this example of the homeowner, that none of the servants wanted to be found sleeping on the job. If you were like me, sometimes your parents would leave you at home alone with your siblings. And, you know, you had a list of chores to complete while they were gone. And, you know, we would tend to play around and watch TV and do everything else and start the chores, you know, approximately an hour before we thought they were coming home. But every now and then they might come home early and surprise us and catch us with work undone, playing around, asleep on the job. My brothers, my sisters, we don't want to be like that when Jesus returns. We want to be ready. And the last point in this message is we need to be alert. Be alert at all times. He finishes up by telling his disciples, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch, watch. Matthew 24, verse 42 says, the house owner knows that the thieves are lurking, but if he knows what hour the thief comes, he would watch and not let his house be broken into. Think about it. If we know when something's coming, we will be watching out for it. Our job is to be prepared. Our job is to realize that Jesus Christ will return one day and establish his kingdom. Our job is to get right with God. Our job is to continue to do the Lord's work and not focus so much on a calendar and on a clock, but focus on fulfilling the will of the Father. Our job is to prepare ourselves to be used by God as he would have us to be used. As a child, I'm a military brat. My father was in the Air Force. And we lived on military bases around the country. But one thing that sticks in my mind is the drills they did, preparing for what might come. And every now and then, they would have an unmarked plane fly towards the base, and the alarms would go off. And the military personnel who were on alert would jump up, leave what they were doing, and head towards the airfield, because their job was to get the planes off the ground before enemy could destroy them. And I used to love watching those drills. I used to love watching those men and women work in unison to take care of business. Now, thank God we never did have an invasion of this country, but they were getting prepared of what to do in case it happened. They were preparing themselves to do their jobs. And only by drilling yourself can you know what to do when the time comes. Only by drilling ourselves, my brothers, my sisters, can we know how to handle the trials and tribulations that might come our way. Only by strengthening ourselves in the Lord's word. Or as David said, I've hid your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. Now we all know that David wasn't perfect, but he prepared himself to do the Lord's will. He prepared himself to answer the call when the Lord had a work for him to do. He prepared himself to follow the Lord. We are under attack right now. We are under attack, not by an enemy that comes through the air in planes or through the sea in boats, but we are under attack by things like viruses, by social unrest. We are under attack. And there's one solution, and that is to get right with God. My question today is, are you ready for the Lord's return? If the Lord was to return right now and ask you that question, why should you be part of my family in heaven? Would we be able to answer that question? Would we be able to share with him all that we have devoted, all the time we have devoted to him, the relationship we have with him, the grace and mercy that has been extended to us? Would we be able to extend to him that I have been that watchful servant? I've watched for opportunities to help others as if they were you. I've watched for opportunities to strengthen myself in your word and in your way. I have been faithful to the task at hand, because I did not know when you were coming. But I'm not asleep on the job. The question is, what is our state of readiness? In the business world, there are certain metrics that determine how ready we are, how prepared we are. There is a set of metrics, my brothers and sisters. Those metrics are in this word of God. If we have to measure ourselves up against anything, let us not measure ourselves up against our own fellow brothers and sisters. Let us measure ourselves up through the word of God and through the Spirit of God. He is here for us right now. So let us measure ourselves against his word and his way. Always looking out for the Lord to return, but having the sweet assurance that we are ready when he returns. God bless you. As we prepare to close, I want to close by asking that question that is asked in many churches at the end of their service. And that question is, do you know the Lord as your Savior? Have you accepted him in your heart? Have you confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord? And God raised him from the dead. In other words, do you believe in Jesus Christ? If so, you are part of God's family. And if not, allow me to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you. Father, I come before you, Lord, and just thank you. I pray for all of us, Lord, at this time. I pray that you strengthen us and keep us focused on you and what we need to be doing. And Father, I pray for that one who might not know you, Lord, who wants to accept you, Lord. I pray that you will give them comfort, give them assurance that you are still there for them, as you are for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we will close out in our normal way by singing and listening to our song, We Are the Church. God bless you until we see each other again.